It was June 1947, and I was a 17-year-old seaman on a frigate on the way to the Australian contingent in Japan following the end of World War II. We had a special passenger on board, Lieutenant General Sir Horace Robertson, the new commanding general of the Commonwealth Occupation Force in Japan. Red Robbie, as he was known, commanded absolute respect. I came off watch one morning as dawn broke on the Indian Ocean horizon, eager to join my mates relaxing on the deck under the shade of a forward gun turret. However, an intruder had stolen my spot. He lay there with a towel over his face, snoring his head off, and I said, "Move over, mate." He didn't move, so I poked him in the belly button. He quickly sat up in the towel from his face, and he demanded, "Who? What? The bloody hell?" I instantly recognised the general and froze. Red Robbie looked at me sternly. I dreaded the consequences. And then, to my amazement, although he looked annoyed, he let it pass and lay down again. I sheepishly stole away. To this day, the incident stands out as the most memorable naval action in which I was ever engaged. It was the day I poked my finger into the belly button of an Australian Army general and got away with it.